Thank you. Now for the surprise. This gentleman that's going to come out on the stage and play with us is one of the greatest musicians that's ever been in the world, and I'm just so thankful that he's a mandolin player. And I've been knowing him a long time. Back when we worked hard, we'd pass each other lots of times and shake hands or speak, but we were so busy we didn't have time to really stop and talk. In the last 5 or 10, 15 years, we've had more time and we've been visiting a lot. And he's really made the night here tonight. He's helped out a lot. We've come a long ways, and the weather's really been bad. But it's good to be here and play a few folks. It breaks our jump going into Ohio, and it really has helped out a lot. But I want you to really get behind this man now when we kind of tell you who he is. And give him a nice round of applause. Mr. Jethro Barnes, give him a nice hand.
Thank you very much. By golly, I want to say one thing. It's certainly a pleasure to finally get Bill Monroe up here where we can see him. Bill and I go back a few years, and I've heard a lot of people around the country say, boy, old Bill and Jethro, they've really got a feud on. And boy, I tell you, I wish I was that important. But this is a real joy to be here, and it's a real pleasure to see Bill's groupies sitting down here. Just think, Bill, you got to leave, and they live up here.
That's right. That's true. They stay right here. Yeah.
What do you reckon we ought to play?
Pick us out a good one.
Okay. Let's do one by one of my favorite composers. A young man that has done rather well for himself in the business of mandolin playing.